The moon was almost full, but clots of cloud scudding darkly overhead persistently obscured it, allowing only infrequent and mottled patches of pale light to relieve the blackness of the waters of Gastineau Channel. It had risen just after midnight from behind the tall, sharp peaks that rose on the eastern side of that slim arm of the sea, like a wall. It would soon disappear, along with the few stars that slipped in and out of view. The late breeze had quickened into a wind, which sighed through the evergreens on a small hill that stood between the Douglas Island boat harbor and the channel. The hill sheltered the small marina from the winter gales that frequently whipped the confined seas of the channel to an icy froth, driving injudicious vessels desperately toward any possible berth. This July wind, however, would more gently blow itself out under the curtains of rain promised by the threatening clouds. It was not unusual weather for the southeast Alaskan panhandle, lush, green, and intensely alive, home to rain and fog. Within the harbor, no one noticed when one ketch began to slowly, silently swing away from the dock. It gradually came about and headed toward the channel like a dark ghost, or the shadow of a huge water bird. The soft splash of a mishandled oar and a muffled curse revealed a man in an inflatable dinghy, rowing ahead at the end of a tow line. As this smaller boat, conveniently borrowed from another vessel, gradually cleared the harbor, its oarsman became a brief silhouette against the navigation light that marked the harbor's entrance. His outline showed shoulders too broad to be hidden by the bulk of a dark slicker and a baseball cap with a brim that dipped and rose as he leaned to pull strongly against the weight of the water. He cast a glance over one shoulder to be certain that his line of exit from the marina was as direct and efficient as possible. A second darkly clad man stood at the wheel in the stern of the ketch. A wiry knot of muscle, he was spare of flesh and small of frame, and the wind tugged contemptuously at the straggle of beard that thinly disguised a weak chin. Shifting his weight nervously from foot to foot, he turned once to assure himself of the continuing emptiness of the dock that fell slowly astern. As the dinghy moved into the channel, the wind hit with enough force to make it slip southward, but the rower put more of his back and strong arms into the endeavor and managed to maintain a route that was mostly crosswise to the southerly flow of wind and tide. Ever so slowly, he pulled the boat away from the shore into open water until the stern was completely clear. Then, with rapid and less cautious strokes of the oars, he rowed quickly back to the ketch, swung himself aboard, and left the purloined dinghy to drift away. Riding empty, high, and light, it quickly became a toy for the wind to toss, disappearing instantly into the dark. The engine came abruptly to life, as the first man encouraged the heavy boat away from the shore and swung it to starboard, into the deep waters of the channel. Within 10 minutes, the two men had managed to raise a single sail. They killed the engine and were gathering silent speed, still without lights, driven south before the wind toward the confluence of Gastineau Channel, Taku Inlet, and Stevens Passage. Beyond this, if all went as planned, it would be easy to lose themselves in the giant maze of the straits, sounds, bays, arms, harbors, and inlets of the Inside Passage, making pursuit an impracticality, except perhaps by air. They fully expected it would be a long time before anyone learned there was any pursuit to be mounted. The boat they had commandeered was not local. Its home port, painted on the stern below its name, was Nanaimo, British Columbia, though, with traditional courtesy, the Hazlitt's gull flew a small United States flag on its stern. It had been chosen from among the many boats that occupied the southernmost marina in the area, more than 2 miles from the tall bridge that connected Douglas Island with Juneau to the east, across the channel.